Welcome. We are so glad you're joining us. This sermon was recorded live at Cornerstone Church in Cheshire. We hope you enjoy the sermon.
And I want to start this morning with a question. So how many of you here know how big an epidural needle is? Can somebody show me with your hands? Okay. Well, I have a representation here. This was not my epidural needles, okay? So an epidural needle is around 3.5 to 6 inches long. People, something like this went through our spine for those who got the epidural. Can I see? Raise your hand if you had an epidural. Wow, yes, me too. I don't know if you realize too that, I'm so grateful also for all the doctors that specialize in doing epidurals, because this is brutal. I mean, come on, these go in your spine and you don't realize, but also this has a lot of side effects. We can get headaches, we can get nerve damage, we can get blood loss, and many other things. And today, I'm very proud of you moms that got the epidural, because you didn't flinch, you didn't make an agreement with anybody, you didn't negotiate, you didn't ask for a timeout when you were getting this. You saw that needle and you didn't care. You just wanted to be relieved from the pain, right? And guess what? This morning, some of you are sitting next to those moms that got the epidurals and you couldn't even get her a car? Come on. But in all seriousness, that kind of courage, that kind of sacrifice, and that love that endures pain for someone else, that's exactly what we're going to talk about this morning. So let us pray. Lord Jesus, this morning I'm so thankful, Lord, for your presence. Thank you for being here with us. I welcome you, Holy Spirit. I ask you that you speak through me. I pray right now, Lord, that any movements of my heart will continue to be pure, Lord, to honor you, to glorify you, and to exalt your name, Jesus. So I pray right now, like, that all the interference, any distractions will leave, and we just ask for the presence of the Holy Spirit and of you, Jesus, to come and fill our hearts, fill our spiritual ears and our spiritual eyes to hear from you. Amen. So today, I want to share something deeply personal, a testimony that has been in my heart for the last month or month and a half. It is the story of my mom, specifically when we live in Colombia, especially during my formative years. And I believe by the time we're done today, you will see not just my mom, but the love of God reflected to her life. Many of you don't know, but I was born in Bogota, Colombia, and I was raised there until the age of 19, when my mom, my siblings, and I made the journey together here to the United States to build a new life. And here we are, 31 years later. So my mom has four children. My brother, who's 52, he lives in Colorado. I also have my sister, who is 48. She lives here in Cheshire. I have my youngest brother, who's 44, and he lives in Milford. And here I am. I'm 50 years old, and I live also here in this town. And guess what? We're all still glued together by the love of a wonderful woman. Our mommy, because that's how we call it in Colombia, mommy. So we're blessed to have her. So I would like to give you some background. Our life in Colombia during our formative years was not that easy. My parents divorced when I was 13 years old, and our country also was in one of the darkest seasons that we have gone through. We live in the 90s, where we had the narco era, where the narcos declared war to the Colombian government. I remember waking up unfortunately, to the sound of bombas or bombs exploding in our city, shaking the walls, but also shaking our hearts. But through it all, I want to tell you that what I remember the most is not the fear. It was my mom. She was our shelter, our safe place. And everything she did, every sacrifice, every prayer, every act of love pointed us back to God. And this is what I want you to remember today. Love that points to Jesus is the only love that will last forever. And today I want to share with you some of the acts of love that my mom gave me that pointed me to Jesus. So I'm going to talk about five, and I'm just going to mention them, but we're going to go through it. She nourished me, and my siblings. She nourished us. She protected us. She shaped us. She prayed for us, and she gave us Jesus. So point number one, she nourished us. And she just didn't nourish just our body. She also nourished our soul. She was like the Proverbs 31 woman. Let's read in Proverbs 31:15. It says, she gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household. My mom was a stay-home mom when we were in Colombia. And she took that calling very, very seriously. Every single morning, as far as I can remember, before the sun came up, she was in the kitchen. Mommy made us fresh-made oatmeal, arepas, fresh orange juice with carrot and hot chocolate, like the real hot chocolate. That smell will fill our home in the mornings, and she made sure that we left for school, well-nourished, but not just the body, but also our soul. And every evening, no matter what the day had brought, a warm dinner was on the table, always waiting for us. Those dinner tables were very powerful and very crucial for us as we were growing up. We will sit together, sometimes just a candlelight, because we had temporary power outages. And there at the table, that's where we used to do the homework. That's where we share about our day. We laugh, and sometimes we argue. Yeah, that happens in all the families. But the most important thing is that we were always together. Mommy was also deeply affectionate. And I love that, because when we were sad, when we were hurt, or we just needed comfort, she was right there, close to us, and gently caressing our heads, touching our heads. I don't know why, but that was so comforting for us. She was always consoling us until everything felt okay again. Her touch was such a language of love. And it reminded me of this verse in Isaiah 66:13. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. But truly, the greatest nourishment she ever gave us was not just the arepas or the hot chocolate, it was Jesus. Because that love that she gave us always pointed us to Jesus. And really, that's the only love that will last forever in your life. Point number two. Mommy, she protected us. My mom raised us through some of the most difficult circumstances, as I mentioned before. My parents divorced when I was 13 years old. The country was turned by violence. We have a financial crisis. Bombas were going off in our city. Fear, yes, was real, and it was close. And yet my mom, She never was scared, never. She continued taking care of us and make sure life went on as normal. In Hebrews 11:23, we read, by faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months because they were not afraid. Like Jochebed, the mother of Moses, who raised her son in dangerous times, my mom also refused to let fear steal her children's future. She protected our spirits. Even when the world outside was falling apart, she kept our home warm, our table full, and our hearts always to be safe at home. Ruth 1:16 says, where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Well, can I tell you that my mom stayed. Through everything that she went through, she always stayed with us. She took such a good care of us, and her staying was a witness to my siblings and I of the faithfulness of God, because God never leave us and he will never ever forsake us. And guess what? That is the love that will last forever. Point number three, she shaped us. My mom shaped us through discipline, through godly wisdom, and teaching us to honor God. Now, let me be honest with you this morning. My mom was a true Hispanic Latina mom. So when it came to discipline, and if you know, you know, Hispanics moms, we're tough. And just remember, we were in Colombia, and we were expected to behave, especially when we were in social gatherings. Well, you made one wrong move and you had a pellizco, a quick pinch, and a look. You know those looks that moms give? Yeah. But if you also lie, if you talk back, or you were disrespectful, oh boy, that called for either the chancla or the correazo or a little spank in your butt. So let me tell you, we definitely learn our lessons. And I'm not promoting corporal punishment, nothing like that. My mom did it all out of love. And yes, maybe sometimes she made mistakes, and like all of us, maybe we did it out of anger, but her motives was always out of love. In love, what the Bible says in Proverbs 13:24, it says, whoever spares the rod hates their children, but the one who loves, the word loves their children, is careful to discipline them. But her shaping went far deeper than just discipline. Her protection wasn't just physical. She also guarded our character. I remember the day when I got my period for the first time. My mom, she didn't ignore it. She didn't make me feel embarrassed. She took time to sit with me. And she walked me through every change my body was going through with love and with patience. And then she gave me something even greater, godly wisdom. She told me that my body was a temple that God created and honored by him. She told me to save myself for the man that God would bring into my life as a husband. She made it clear that no man had the right to disrespect me by touching my body outside of that covenant. And for today's culture, this might be old-fashioned or antiquated, but it is God's truth from his word to protect us, and because he loves us. 1 Corinthians 6:19 to 20 says, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? You are not your own. You were bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. My mom planted that truth in my heart long before I even read it in the Bible. And by God's grace, I carry it all the way to the day I marry my wonderful husband, Eric. Excuse me. She was not just raising well-behaved children. She was shaping us into people who could honor God. Point number four. She prayed for us, for our spouses, our marriages, and our future spouses before we even knew them. My mom was and is still a prayerful woman. And prayer was something that she didn't do occasionally. It was the very foundation of how much she loved us. Long before any of us found our spouses, she was already on her knees praying for them. She prayed for people that she had never, ever met, asking God to prepare and protect the husbands and the wives he chose for her children. And I believe with all of my heart that still those prayers are bearing fruit today. I thank God all of her children are still married to this day, especially when so many marriages are often falling apart. That is the great fruit of a praying mother. Her love did not just reach her children. It reached their spouses, their children, and generations she might never meet on this earth. In James 5:16, it says that the prayer of a righteous person, and in this case, a mom, the mother's, is powerful and effective. Ephesians 1:16, it says, I have not stopped giving thanks to you, for you, remember you in my prayers. Also, like Hannah in the Bible, she trusted God through her pain and prayed for her child. My mommy interceded for us without stopping. 1 Samuel 1:27, it says, I pray for this child, and the Lord has granted what I ask of him. My mommy's prayers prevail over all of her circumstances. They prevail over the divorce, all the danger that was going in the city, all the economic and financial crisis, and also through the long legal process to come to this country. Her prayers and seeking God through the scripture show a love that pointed me to Jesus. And once again, that's the only love that really will last forever. Last point, point number five. She gave us Jesus. And that, to me, is the greatest inheritance, the only one that will last forever. Although my mom was raised Catholic in Colombia, she became the first in our family to make the personal decision to give her life to Jesus. And one of the greatest gifts she ever gave me was to introduce me to him. Mommy was my Lois and Eunice. And who were they? It was Timothy from the Bible, the grandmother and the mother. In 2 Timothy 1:5, when we read, I'm reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. So far, I am the only one in my family who had received that gift. And to me, that's the greatest legacy. We were not wealthy in Colombia. We didn't have any properties. We didn't have any status. But she gave me Jesus. And nothing can compare to that. Amen. Recently, my mom has been facing one of the hardest battles of her life, cancer. And it was during one of the most difficult and painful days that my son Luke, my son Luke stood by her hospital bed praying for her, that something special happened as I listened to him praying for my mom. As Luke laid hands on her and lifted her up in prayer, all he could talk about was her love, how much Abuelita had always loved him, how much she loved his siblings, how her love had never changed and never run out. So seeing my son Luke pray for her like that made me realize that mommy's love did not stay just with her. It had passed through me, and now it lives in my son Luke, my son Matthew, my daughter Hannah, my nephews, my nieces. And one day it will live in their children. And that is love that lasts forever, because it was always rooted in Jesus. And I want to close with this. In the hospital room a few weeks ago, watching my son pray over his abuelita, it really touched me. Because the most important thing in life is not the material things and so much, and how much we accumulate. It was not the house. It's not the car. It's not the title or the bank account. It really is love. And not just any love. It's the love that points people to Jesus. Romans 8:39 says that neither high nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thank you, Lord. My mom was not a wealthy woman, but she was the richest woman I know, because she gave me what money could never buy. She gave me Jesus. She gave me prayer. She gave me truth. She gave me a legacy of faith that is still multiplying right now through my children. So today I want to ask you, and please open your spiritual ears, what kind of love you are leaving behind? Are you loving your children, your spouse, your family, your church, your community in a way that points them to Jesus? Because remember, that love that points you to Jesus is the only love that will last forever. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, I want to thank you so much for today. Thank you for your word, but most important, thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you that you are abundant in love, Lord. And I pray right now, Lord, that you cover us, Lord, with your presence, with your love, with your anointing, Lord. I pray you bless everyone here today, Lord, that they will sense and feel your presence, Lord, and to know that, and they will know that you are real, Lord, that you are truth, that you care for each person in this place. And we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you for your word. I pray that you guard the word in our hearts, Lord, that we'll always love you, Jesus. And thank you. We honor you this morning. All glory to you. Amen.
Thanks for watching and listening. Please consider sharing with a friend. Visit us at cornerstonecheshire.com to find out more about our community. Let's learn to know God, find freedom, discover purpose, and make a difference together.